It's the Michael Mara Show.
This is not open season with handguns. We are going to strictly regulate the registration of handguns. And there will be no authorization of automatics or semi-automatics.
I don't like spam!
You are a naughty little boy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O WJFK or send us an email at omara@wjfk.com. We're all very relaxed after that last segment with Doug Benson.
I'm hungry.
Go to the website and take a look at our Buzz Babes. They're going to be in here tomorrow. The final Buzz Babe candidates will be on the program.
Buzz is excited.
Along with Judy Tenuta. It was 2.5 Buzz Babes when we started the show today. Where are we as far as the turnout tomorrow?
Well, officially it's still 2.5, but I have a feeling and some information that we might have a couple more on the way.
Which half is coming?
Yeah, the top or the bottom?
The half that eats?
You say, and I'll make it so.
I'm just curious, when you say 2.5, you mean she's going to, what, put her boobs in the door or something like that?
The half is someone that we think is coming, but we don't have it in writing.
It's Charlie Sheen and 2.5 Buzz Babes.
I like it.
So tomorrow it's BYOB Friday. Uh-huh. The good news, Mr. Ardinger participates tomorrow.
Yeah, that is
good
news.
That.
He toils on our phones all the time. He does his show on the weekend, Joe Radio, and he will be here celebrating. I'm not sure what he'll be celebrating. Oh, that's right. Friday.
That's right. That's all it takes for Joe.
Now, you've been inundated with news stories almost all day today about this huge story happening in D.C. For those people around the country, this is recognized as kind of a bellwether, or a bellwether is the wrong word. This is the kind of law and overturning of a law that might have ramifications for gun owners around the country.
Very much so. In fact, in your town, it probably has an effect. I know Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has expressed a great disappointment in the Supreme Court's ruling on guns. So has Mayor Bloomberg of New York. There are officials all over the country who are concerned about the ruling the court made today.
Well, we have your expert who's standing by who would like to talk about D.C. law and how it's going to affect
everybody.
This is going to
be helpful, I think. Yeah. Well, hello, sir. Come on in.
Oh, my God. You look horrible, sir. Oh,
I'm about out of breath.
It's a hot day.
I'm about out of breath. I just ran up from a car. I was told to come by and do an interview.
All the way in from Ward 8?
Ward 8.
What is your title of Ward 8?
Mayor Barry.
Mayor Barry?
Yeah, refer to me all the time.
Councilman.
Except I'm a councilman, but they'd like to call. I don't have a problem if they want to refer to me as Mayor for Life.
Mayor for Life. A lot of
always
people
have been Mayor for Life.
Mayor Barry is okay with me right now. I'm happy to be here on behalf of all the people in Ward 8 and District of Columbia to say hi. Hi, Buzz. Good to be back on the show.
It's an honor to have you.
You have a towel?
Yeah, Mayor Barry,
I need a towel. Reach over and get a towel here.
You're doing a lot of sweating.
It's a little bit of sweating right there. Thank you. Hello. Well, hello, Rob.
Hi, Mayor Barry.
Hello, Rob and Buzz. Oh, friends.
Mayor Barry, it's good to see you again.
Thank you for the paper towel.
Dry yourself off there a little bit.
I don't wet my feet off.
Do you have any air conditioning?
My face off right now. I have plenty. It's 72. It was 72 in the car.
Might want to turn it down even more.
You keep it hot in here. It's blazing hot
in
here.
It's not. It's about 68.
It's unbelievably hot.
50 degrees.
I heard your last guest.
Oh,
did you enjoy that?
Is he?
What do you think of that?
I had a question.
Are you familiar with the work of Doug Benson?
I don't know who he is. I couldn't pick him up out of a lineup.
Very good.
I do know Dave Chappelle.
Sure,
he's a talented comedian.
Who are some of your other favorite comics?
I like Bill Cosby.
Sure,
I was a very big fan of Richard Pryor.
He's funny.
I enjoy his work quite a bit. I've always been a fan of comedy.
Yeah, you like to laugh.
Comedy's always good, and
I like to
laugh. I like Red Fox.
He's funny.
Red Fox is a very good comedian, very talented guy. But my question for you, guess he was talking about weed. You didn't ask the question. I liked Flip Wilson. He was good too.
But Red Fox was dirty.
He's very dirty, but funny.
Funny.
Was your friend? Why didn't you ask him the big question?
What's the question we should have asked?
Was he holding?
Was it? We didn't.
Well,
you know,
that's
we
not appropriate.
I'm not appropriate. I'm a mayor for life. I don't tell you
you're
me.
You're a councilman.
Tell me what's appropriate.
You're simply a councilman.
Need you to talk about what's appropriate with me.
He said he was
Rob.
He said he was
cracker.
High. He said he was high. So I assume
redneck
he
cracker,
was,
flathead.
Hey,
was in
easy.
Fact holding. Son of a bitch. I remember your track record.
Yeah.
You wanted to bury me, but
I remember your track record.
I'm
just Turkey
like,
Hill Park.
I want to be
Buzzard
very,
Park.
Very
was
clear.
It?
I got busted at the Vista International Hotel, but that bitch.
Yes, I remember.
Set me up. 100%
set you up.
Let me catch my breath.
Yeah,
I'm
take
old.
A breath. Take sure. a breath.
I'm old and the beaties. Beaties bit me. You know, the
I
diabetes.
Remember the diabetes is what made you expose yourself to the cleaning lady in the men's room.
I didn't do it. It's a lie. I was actually zipping up my fly.
That's right.
And you're gonna throw the attacks. I can head all the attacks you throw at me.
And the diabetes, wasn't that what had you under suspicion for DUI?
I know the DUI is a lie. Mm-hmm. All the lies. I rose like a Tucson from the ashes.
That's a phoenix.
You call it your way. I'll say whatever I wanted.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
like
sir.
A tombstone from the ashes.
One more question before we talk about guns in the district.
Talk about what?
Guns in the district.
Big issue of the day, sir.
How's that?
The Supreme Court has ruled unconstitutional the law banning handguns in homes in D.C.
I don't know anything about
Well, this affects you and your constituency.
I was told to come by. Uh-huh. I was told
to
come by to talk specifically about the District of Columbia. That's why I'm here to talk about that. I don't
and
guns.
Who are you?
I'm a mayor for life.
Mayor Barry.
Mayor Barry.
Well, this affects
very
the
good.
District, sir.
I'd like to say hi to everybody listening in the audience. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of the show. And,
right?
You're much
well,
beloved,
what's your question for me, Flathead?
Some years ago, you had developed an energy machine.
I had an energy machine.
To turn trash.
Still currently in development.
How's that coming?
My energy machine is still in development. We are going to put trash
right
in the machine, and it will develop cool, clean energy.
And
that'll
what will you use
benefit
the energy
not only Ward 8, not only all the District of Columbia citizens, but it will develop a clean, cool fired burn of garbage that will be very, very good.
How's it work?
We call it, it's the Nipsey 5000.
The Nipsey 5000.
Yes, I'm very proud of it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
It's a great tribute. How's it work?
I don't know. Now you get into details. I'm not an engineer.
Okay,
let's say I've got like a half a dozen banana peels.
Okay, you got garbage, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Tomato.
My cool burning, clean firing energy machine.
Yes.
Yes.
Runs on garbage.
Right.
You put the garbage in and you power like light bulbs and television
That's
sets.
Great.
That's
how does the energy come
work.
Out?
It comes out. Now you're getting detailed.
No, I'm just kidding.
What you're trying to do is lure.
What?
You're going to lure me into a discussion which I'm not familiar with. And I'm
you
an experienced.
Developed it.
I'm an experienced politician.
Like the gun ruling, for example.
The gun ruling. Yeah. I'm for it. Yes.
You're for what? You're glad.
The gun ruling.
So you agree with the Supreme Court or you're against
I agree
that?
With any ruling. That's what I'm. I
that's
take
a good,
the ruling.
That's a good policy,
except
really.
When they tell me I'm guilty. And those rulings are not
those what?
Accurate. They're not accurate.
They're not those what?
The rulings are not accurate.
You pick and you choose.
To, what's that?
You pick and you choose.
I
which
pick and I
rulings.
Choose what I want to at my age, at my advanced age with the diabetes. I am mayor for life, and you don't forget it. But, and what I'm here to say is, watch taking a Nats game. Go down and see the Washington Nationals.
At the new stadium.
And after Nats game, go out into Ward 8, enjoy a nice meal, and support all the Chamber of Commerce and everybody that's supposed to be doing that
I know
thing.
You must be pressed for time.
Is there a chance? I have to get out of here. The heat is
killing
me.
Before you go real quick, can you describe your outfit?
Oh, what I'm wearing today, I'm not wearing one of my normal outfits.
Well, you're not in a coat and tie.
I'm not in a coat and tie, and I'm not wearing one of my traditional outfits either. Why do you want me to? What the hell's wrong
it's
with you?
It's not television.
Why do you want
sir.
Me to describe? I'll describe my outfit.
Thank you, sir. Please.
I am wearing dress pants from a suit that I bought several years ago.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I am wearing a Washington Nationals T-shirt.
Right.
With a Washington Redskins Styrofoam cowboy hat.
It's a good look,
it
sir.
It sits on top of my head. Well, but maybe that is the reason that I'm sweating
so hot.
Profusely
I don't
right
understand
here.
The big foam rubber finger.
The finger is to pee. I will raise it up and say, Washington, D.C., Ward 8, number one.
That's right.
Every single day.
That's right.
All right, I'm here to entertain any questions you might have. I'm on a short time leash.
Because so I'm the, a time cool. leash? A, what is
a,
that?
Well, I'm on a short time leash.
I was hoping maybe we could go out for a meal after the show.
I'd like to.
Like
I
at the Camelot?
I would just like to say I don't go there anymore.
No more.
What?
Not the gentlemen's clubs.
Well, you used to hang out
I
there.
I don't know. I found that the ladies would tear a torpedo you.
Torpedo you how?
They would lie. Uh-huh. Like so many people would lie.
Set you up?
Bitches.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Set me up all the time. I don't have time to talk about that, but I'll talk about the ruling, which you like.
So you favor the Supreme Court's ruling that people can now have guns in the district, or at least soon in their homes.
What?
Soon in their homes, people in the district will be allowed to have guns for the first time in 30 years.
That's not what we'd have is an issue where people have to be safe. And if they're safe and they'd like to take in some of the social events that are coming
Ward
up
at,
in Ward 8 and go, hey, what I'd like to
Mayor,
say.
Mayor, how is your wife?
Crime is a curse. Cora Mastersberry?
Cora Mastersberry.
She's wonderful. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
I was sorry to hear about Ethelene.
Yes, Ethelene no longer with us.
Could you?
I'm sorry about
before
that.
You, I know you have to go soon, but
I
could
have
you,
to run, and I.
Before you
it
do.
It is 89 degrees.
Dab
your forehead again.
I can find a water glass.
What I was wondering, sir, is.
Excuse me, I'm an old man. Could I. Oh, here's the water.
Before
right
you
now.
Left,
May
if
I
you
take
could just.
A pull on
yeah,
the
you're
going to
need a drink,
sure.
I think, because what I want to ask you is whether. are you all right, Mr. Mayor?
I burped up some of my vegetable soup.
All over your mats, T-shirt.
I ate some vegetable soup.
What a mess.
Most of my meals nowadays I've gotten older.
Liquid?
Come in vegetable form.
Like broth? You want to take that shirt off?
We're going to need some towels in here.
I'd like a piece of broth.
A piece of
broth? I mean, a cup of broth.
A cup of broth.
What is your question, you hippie?
I just wanted to know if
before
you left, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was wondering if you might be able to favor us with a song or a bit of a song.
Okay, I'll do one for you, and then I have to leave.
I appreciate right. that.
You old queen.
Buzz. All right, here we go. This is a song I did about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Barry.
Thank you. I don't have – where's my company minister?
We don't have one.
Alfonso Schofield Jr., I'm your father.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's great. We love that.
Listen, my message is simple.
Yes.
Vote.
For who?
Go to D.C. Enjoy a game, a ball game. We got the ballpark down there for the Nats.
Taking a game.
Go to a nice, fine gentleman's club. Enjoy a cocktail. You can get a steak.
Sure.
Two.
Good steaks.
Hey, good guys.
You can get a steak, too.
Uh-huh.
Good guys.
Some of the steaks are fine.
They are.
Gentlemen's clubs.
I know.
I'm very sorry on the passing of, why was I here? The guns?
The guns.
Yeah, the
guns.
Yeah, so
I'm for the ruling. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all. I'll sign autographs
Always
out in your lobby
you.
If you'd like. Take
Thanks
care, y'all.
Stay
nice
good to see
hat.
You.
Goodbye now.
Stay,
bye.
Stay cool. Jesus. It's always an honor to see him.
I like the man. Always very good to have
does.
Him here.
A
I really
great
do.
Politician.
It's now time for a legitimate discussion of the issues of the day.
What? He's really turned the ward around.
Mayor Marion Barry has left the building. Now with the final buzz, here he is, my friend and yours, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
It has been one controversial ruling after another in the last 24 hours from the United States Supreme Court. The latest, that the law banning handguns in Washington, D.C. homes is unconstitutional. The court struck down the toughest gun control law in the country today, and critics say it could begin the crumbling of gun laws across the country. Here's NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre, who agrees with that statement.
Individuals all over the country have to be able to get access to it. It cannot be walled off by the elites. So this is the opening salvo of a step-by-step process of providing relief for people all over the country that have been deprived of this freedom.
I just felt like playing those sound effects.
I think the word relief is a little strong.
I think what this says is you're going to have an opportunity now to protect your house the way it should be protected. And I think anybody that knows anything about the Constitution mm-hmm. knows that the founding fathers wanted you to have all the guns you could in your home.
Absolutely.
In your living room, and I mean the real stuff.
Automatic weapons?
Yes. I mean, bigger than that. Like big
bombs?
Yeah, howitzers, you know, real big stuff.
Sure.
To blow people up right now.
That's guns. If you read Ben Franklin's book, it's all in Ben Franklin's
ben
book.
Ben Franklin knew about electricity, and he knew in order to defend the home properly, you had to have the technology of the day.
Exactly.
Like those Patriot missiles we saw a few years back.
He loved inventions.
Put it there right in the den, right next to the television.
Well, I don't know, Mike. Chicago's Mayor Daley, as I said earlier, has decried the court's ruling. Mayor Bloomberg in New York, not happy about it as well. They're concerned about what the future may hold. Mayor Bloomberg in particular had plans to further restrict guns. As I said, this law in the district doesn't go into effect for another 21 days. And the mayor here, Mayor Fenty, the current mayor,
Fenty,
has said it's not going to be an open season for guns, that gun possession and ownership will still be highly restricted. There'll be fingerprints.
This is big, though. This is the Supreme Court. This is big. And this can be used now, correct me if I'm wrong, all over the country. This can be used by every municipality.
And will be.
And they will be doing that. They're already starting to file their lawsuits, you know, in San Francisco and places like that, that have very stringent gun laws. And you're going to see this playing out, you know, into the summer and, you know, for the foreseeable future.
And this is the first time the Supreme Court's even touched a Second Amendment issue in about 70 years.
Smoking weed during the break?
As much as possible.
Yes, thank you, Doug Benson.
30 days now.
Benson.
You sound a little Fenty.
Fenty!
Mayor Fenty!
Yeah, and it's also overturns a law that's been on the books in D.C. for 30 years now. Now that law is gone.
Well, the people on there are people on both sides of this. We're not going to get to it on this show because I think it's one of the most trite talk show issues.
You could go on forever and not solve anything.
In the world. All I know, and I don't know whether I'm right or not, I really just read statistics that if you have a gun in your house, this is what I've always read and heard, you're more likely to blow away someone who's close to you, a friend or a family member or a loved one, than you are to get that you know, that movie scenario of the burglar that's breaking into your house and you know, you put three into his rib cage.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So, you know, that's what I base it on.
If you really want to lower the likelihood of yourself shooting a loved one, don't have a gun.
But I have to say, you know what I weigh against that is my overall disdain for the human race. You know, and you realize that if you had a nice big fat gun, boy, wouldn't you like to thin the herd?
But what if you accidentally
fun?
What if you shot one of the good ones?
You might do it. But so the odds are astronomical,
that's
Rob.
Why we have a justice system.
The odds are overwhelming. No, you'd be able to take out somebody who was an ass.
Wayne LaPierre and others say the founding fathers would be pleased that the Second Amendment still stands. A lot of people see this ruling as an upholding of the Second Amendment.
I just don't know why the, you know, America's number one gun nut has such a candy ass name. I swear to God, he sounds like a dress designer.
What's your name?
My name is Wayne LaPierre.
What do you do?
I work on Project Runway. Look at my six-shooters. I wear a tiny little cowboy hat, too.
Some constitutional scholars are wondering if the Second Amendment's even still relevant in this age of, as you mentioned, rapid-fire weapons.
If you have any questions at all, ask Wayne LaPierre.
Are you on that new show, Sheer Genius?
Sheer Genius. Oh, my God. We didn't hear the Sheer Genius
maybe tomorrow.
Tapes.
We can
Rob's got a bunch of Sheer Genius tapes.
I can't
that
wait.
It's a reality show for hairdressers.
The TV's worst reality show in the history of reality shows.
TV just keeps getting better and better.
And here's the best thing. I told Beth Ann I've got tapes from Sheer Genius. She says, don't play them today because I've TiVo'd it and I haven't watched it yet.
She watches everything.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, you want to send those letters to Beth Ann McBride. She likes reality shows.
She really does.
And if drive-thrus are outlawed, then will only outlaw towns have drive-thrus?
Like drive-thrus at McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they going to outlaw them?
Some folks in Madison, Wisconsin want to do their part to save the planet from man-made climate change. So they have proposed banning drive-through windows at banks, pharmacies, and, yes, fast food joints.
Well, then I'll tell them what I'm going to do. If they do that, I will get out of my car, and every time I'm walking into the McDonald's or the drugstore or the bank, I will fart.
Good for you.
That'll show them, Mike.
Okay, that's methane.
That'll show them.
That pollutes, too.
It could happen to you. It's already happened in San Luis Obispo and several cities in Canada.
Oh,
a spokesman
Christ.
For Madtown's Planning Commission says, with all the carbon we spew into the atmosphere, quote, I'm not sure we should be building places for people to sit idling their cars.
I'm Wayne LaPierre, and I'm all for drive-thrus.
Where do you have a drive-thru?
At my gun store.
A drive-thru gun store,
my
Wayne?
Gun store hair salon.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Get an AK-47 and a shampoo, cut, and blow dry.
I've heard about it. Curl up and die. It's
lovely.
Called.
Thank you.
There's a silver lining to the dark cloud of higher gas prices, though. We're not only cutting unnecessary trips and using mass transit more and looking for alternative fuels. We're not getting killed on the highways so much. Traffic highway deaths are way down, according to the latest numbers rounded up by USA Today.
Yeah, try driving on 28 into Manassas
on
a Friday night.
100 miles an hour, Mr. LaPierre?
I'm sorry, a Thursday night.
With some exceptions, actual mileage may vary.
That's a Thursday night, Rob. A Thursday night.
I know
what I was saying.
That's right.
Thursday night. Yeah. Thank you.
The paper surveyed police and transportation agencies in 35 of our 50 states and found that highway deaths have fallen more than 10% in 30 of the states and by more than 20% in 14 others.
Because we're not out there?
Not as many people driving, not driving as often, not driving as many miles.
It's hard for us.
Driving slower.
It's hard for us because we were in Rockville and now we're in Fairfax. We all live a little bit closer.
I'm driving less.
Yeah. Not necessarily Rob, but even the shorter commute that I have now.
But my drive is slower, too. It's not beltway stuff.
It's noticeable to me, though. You really see. It's summertime. And so when you get into summer, it goes down by about 25%. But it seems even before that, that there was less traffic on the roads.
You have to keep in mind about summertime. Like, the living is easy.
Summertime. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the greatest impression I've ever heard. Fantasia Barrino, as sung by Rob Spiewak. You burned some calories there. You really did, I swear to God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
These death figures were already on the way down, partly thanks to seatbelt enforcement laws, but now that gas prices have gone way up, police say the number of cars on the road is way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who cares?
If you're not a fan of aggressive drivers, you'll be glad this lady's off the road.
I am a fan. I'm a huge
fan.
Are
you?
Yes.
You send letters?
Right after that hair show that's on there.
Sheer Genius?
Sheer Genius. I wish they'd have aggressive drivers, give them their own reality show.
Beth Ann McBride presents Aggressive Drivers 2008.
I really do believe there are less aggressive drivers on the road. I don't get in nearly as many moments where I'm screaming at somebody or yelling at somebody.
See?
And they don't do a-hole things to me either.
That'd be good. I'd like to see a reduction in that.
I find, though, is people... Still, they're not aggressive as much as they're disinterested. Mm-hmm. You'll get the people that are on the cell phone.
It's
going
Michael
slow.
Mara, the disinterested driver.
It's other people, Rob. It's always others.
I know your focus.
You get the people that are out there that, you know, it's the whole cell phone thing or just wobbling into
just
one
texting.
Lane.
Right.
It sucks.
Not paying attention. Mm-hmm. In Phoenix, however, a woman has been arrested after police traffic cams caught her speeding 22 times in 45 days.
Now, I know that sounds like a big deal, and I don't like to defend the indefensible.
Okay.
But this is probably the same commute she had every day. Mm. She probably was at, what was the zone? Did they give you the zone, the specifics? I bet they didn't.
They told me how fast she was going.
How fast was she going?
Up to 92 miles an hour.
Sorry. Mike O'Mara, that's the buzzer for me. Sorry. Hey, okay. All right, calm down. I'm sorry.
Hey.
A man can make a mistake, okay?
Come on.
I made a mistake with the first part of the memory game.
It's Mike O'Mara, the disinterested broadcaster.
What was that?
Well, she didn't do 92 all the time, but she did speed every day for 22 days over a period of 45 days.
That's a lot.
She has been arrested on suspicion of criminal speeding, reckless driving, and endangerment.
Did the pictures get her? Did the cameras get her?
Yes.
No, she's driving too fast.
Speed cameras.
My name's Wayne LaPierre.
They arrested a blur.
Okay.
Exxon gets to skip out on its punishment. That's our story when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.